What kind of biometric information does DOD collect specifically?
For the most part, in Iraq and Afghanistan, they are collecting fingerprints and irises.
And who are they collecting this information from? From people they take into custody? From casualties?
Yes, a whole range of people, including detainees, including they actually have taken biometric data just to do census in villages, for example, in Iraq. So what we consider some of these folks to be is gray force. We don't know if they're a good guy or a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so to the extent that DOD is able to share this with this type of data with Justice and DHS, you know, it would be important for our border security.
So the information that they need to glean from what they're collecting, I guess, would vary based on the kind of person from whom they're collecting it?
Yes, and it's all about non-U.S. persons, not DOD is not collecting against U.S. persons.
Right. So there's not necessarily, I guess there are identity verification issues there, too. I can collect information from you, biometric information, and I know it's from you, but I'm not necessarily able always to ascertain who you are if you're really who you're saying you are.
Right. And there are also issues surrounding, for example, fingerprints that DOD forces may lift from safe houses and from IEDs.
When they collect this information, what does DOD do with it? How do they aggregate it to get it ready to be shared with the other agencies?
Well, it depends on the device that it was collected with. There are different devices that DOD has, excuse me, for collecting in the field. One we found was not meeting the technical standards to enable automatic sharing and searching with Justice Department. So we raised a number of concerns about how and why DOD does adopt the standards, but then doesn't ensure that they actually get implemented into the equipment that is procured.
I guess there's not much of a point in having standards if they're not going to be observed. I have to say, I'm as fascinated when I read these reports as to how you conducted these investigations as I am about what you investigated and what you found. When you go into these places where this information is being collected, tell me about how that works, what you go in, what you're looking at, and how you're going about doing your part of it to collect the information that you need to perform the investigation.
Well, we haven't yet done the work to look at the what they call the last tactical mile, where the forces are actually collecting this data, but we've been to all the places that actually process or exploit and share and receive the information.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And when you go there, what are you looking at?
We're looking at issues around the standards and what problems and capabilities are needed for interoperability as between DOD's system and the FBI system, for example.
Mm-hmm.
FBI has been, until recently, the only agency that DOD shares directly with. And DOD has a co-located system that stores all its data out in Clarksburg, West Virginia, next to the FBI.
Mm-hmm. What are your recommendations for improving that the ability of them to share this information?
We recommended that DOD develop procedures and processes to ensure that the standards they do adopt actually get implemented in the equipment that they procure. And one of these systems was an urgent need back in 2005, but they were still procuring this system in 2009, even though it still wasn't made to adhere to the standards.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big problem. And another thing we recommended that they fully define and clarify the roles and responsibilities for all the biometric stakeholders. We noted some confusion about direction, about which standards would apply in certain procurements that were going on. And also we recommended that they finalize an agreement with Department of Homeland Security that would pave the way for them to be able to automatically share with DHS's database.
The first of your recommendations, is that just as simple as making sure that when procurement is done, the requirements to meet those standards are included in the procurement? It sounds like that one might be a fairly easy one to meet.
It should be, but there's also an issue of having sufficient testing. We found that they were testing, but not at a sufficient level of detail that would enable you to really be sure that the device was meeting a standard. So testing was part of our recommendation as well.